So, David, welcome to the show. And I'm going to ask you a few questions about your round table for MS on TikTok.
Yeah.
So, how long has it been going?
We set it up in about December time last year. So it's not been going long time. There's only three of us on there at the minute.
Brilliant. And as a job, you were a HGV driver. Tell us more about that.
I've had a few jobs, shall we say, but recently, it was HGV driving, heavy goods vehicles. And unfortunately, I had to give it up when I was diagnosed in 2019 with multiple sclerosis. I joined the MS Society doing various things, setting up a local group before I moved, just to get back out there, shall we say, just to keep my head going.
And you're in your motorsports,
Yes, I'm a motorsport club steward. I've always been into motorsport before I was diagnosed, and the governing body said, yeah, you can come back. We don't discriminate, which is brilliant, really.
And with your MS roundtable, what is your focus?
Is to support anybody that's got MS, to also make people aware of what MS is that don't know what it is, have never heard of it, because you hear of all these other charities that are advertised daily on TV as well and on radio. But MS is one of the hidden disabilities that's not spoken about.
It isn't. I do agree with you there. And are you, when you want to talk about MS to people, is it just people suffering with it or their families, friends?
It's family, friends, relatives, anybody really. I mean, I'm also an MS champion for the MS Society, which means they could ring me up and I could go and talk to such things as the Rotary Club or businesses, etc., just to tell people what MS is about, make people aware of it, and go out on the streets and do events in local areas or wherever it is.
And an MS group.
Yeah.
So I know this is a bit deflecting away from your round table, but is there different?
No, there's over 150 local groups across the country, and their aim is to support family and people with MS so they could set up Pilates, coffee mornings, dinners, all sorts of social events to just support you, to get you out back in the community. And the local groups also do grants if there's stuff you might need, if it's a wheelchair or an ordinary recliner chair, stuff like that, just to make our lives easier in the community.
Wow. So just going back to your round table, is when do you go live on TikTok and what is your handle on there?
I am Dave MS Trucker.
And when do you go live?
I only started going live back in December. I went on TikTok to sort of promote my journey and things like that about MS. And then there's another guy that I do it with. He approached me, inboxed me, said, I'm looking for people to come and do this MS awareness thing on TikTok. I said, yeah, I'm up for it. And there's like three of us that do it. To be honest, we're getting good followers on there, not just in the UK, over the pond in America. And there's people coming on there saying, oh, we're glad we found you. I'm newly diagnosed. It's helpful that you're on here. I have to say, we signpost people to things. We can't say, oh, yeah, this might work for you, because we're not doctors, we're not nurses, we're not medically trained. We can say to them, yeah, this is what's out on the market. Speak to your professional. That's all we can do. We just signpost people.
Wow. And what's your next steps with the round table?
We're trying to do a podcast every week. So either Instagram, Facebook. So then if we've got a podcast, it can be downloaded onto various platforms. We're also trying to get all the other media platforms involved, such as radio stations, BBC, ITV, whatever it is, to just make people aware of it and what we are doing.
I also suffer with MS.
Yeah.
Same as you. And I'll tell you my story after this. And this is why I invited you for the interview, because as you can see, I work from home. Now,
yeah.
When somebody is newly diagnosed with MS, and I know I found this, that all, it's like a black hole that you're slowly sinking into. But with the MS groups, like you're on about, with your round table, when I got diagnosed, I wish there was things like this, and it makes me so happy to find that there is people out there, fellow MS sufferers, that are doing work like this, putting aside their daily struggles to help other MS sufferers. And I know your daughter would have said this, but you really want to give yourself a pat on the back. Because people might not tell you, but I would love to know how many people you've helped since December.
Oh, good question. It's got to be going on 30 odd people, if that or more. Even if they just pop on and go, oh, I'm glad you found you. I was diagnosed 3 weeks ago. Where do I go from now? There's no literature on it, no leaflets when you're diagnosed. What's all, I might have MS, what's involved? Oh, you've got to go for lumbar puncture, routine bloods, full body MRI to make sure it is what you've got. It's a daunting thing if you don't know what it is. If you've got such thing as us on a round table, we're friendly, we have laughs as well, we can be serious. It's just trying to bring the community together. And that's what it's about, so you don't feel afraid.
And the big thing is that because you have a laugh and you can be serious, that'll be easier for friends and family of the patient to approach you. Because I know, before I was diagnosed, I was a paramedic. I've got a sixth sense of humour. And humour helps me a hell of a lot daily.
Yeah. I mean, that's the same with me. My humour hasn't changed. I'm still the same person.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what it's about, you know? It's like, When I was working back then, my employer said, oh, you're never going to drive again for me. And I said to him, are you the DVLA? Can you tell me I'm not capable of driving? I could see what they're saying, but as people know, you must declare medical problems that you've got. Yeah, I went for a driving assessment. They totally passed me. They said, there's nothing wrong with you. You can drive. There's nothing wrong with it.
I know somebody that, before they got diagnosed with MS, weren't a professional driver. Since getting diagnosed, he's in a wheelchair. He found a company to take him on. The traffic commissioner okayed him to drive. And he's got a lift that he opens the cab door and Sim in his wheelchair out on the ground so he can do his daily checks and do his straps, etc. And now
that's just brilliant.
He's on curtain side work, so in your terms, General Haulage, and
yeah.
The company have went all out. He only has his own trailer, and because of his dexterity and being in a wheelchair, his curtain side is shut on a motor, so he doesn't have to pull them.
Yeah.
The only thing he has to do is put the pole at the end into the locking mechanism, but they're shut automatically. But you'll get employers that will go the full hog like that, but then you'll get employers like where you were that were just interested if you're going to drive or not.
Yep. They said, oh, I suppose you want us to put a lift in. Well, yeah, if it's going to help, but they weren't interested in doing the adaptations that may be needed.
The NHS and were like that with me. They weren't interested.
Yeah, I mean, we've got this situation at the moment. We've created it's called MS Warriors WhatsApp group.
Yeah, yeah.
And is a girl on there. She's studying to be a nurse. And because of her MS, she's changed her shift pattern slightly, so she starts a bit later. And shall we say they're discriminating against her? They throw her off the course. I won't go into detail because it's not my place to tell your viewers what it is.
I get that there. It's
wrong. So I'm trying to help her out. I say, look, go to your uni, speak to your uni. If you don't get anywhere with them, there is a legal support person at the MS Society and they will support you down that road. Because what people don't realise, and this goes for employers, if you've got MS, the minute you're diagnosed, you come under the Disability Discriminatory Act. So you've got rights.
Yeah, and that's
one of the few disabilities.
Yeah, on the end of that, I just have to put a disclaimer. It isn't just, as Dave's put, MS that's on that. Please do have a look on the government website if you think you may fall under the Discrimination Act. So, Dave, I briefly asked you at the beginning, so tell us about your journey. I know you got diagnosed in 2019 and had to leave work, but tell us your journey with your family, infusions, etc.
It all started, me and the wife went away to my mum's and then went to her mum's. Her mum just said to me, oh, your walking's bad. You don't look to be walking very well. I didn't notice it. Yeah, something just didn't feel right. I kept getting electric shocks running through the body. And as a man, you ignore them. Totally ignore them. We went back to London. And on the Sunday, I was helping to do the Sunday dinner. And my right leg just went dead. And I thought, oh my God, I'm having a heart attack or a stroke. What's happening? So the following day, I went into the local A&E. They did their routine checks and they said, there's nothing wrong with you. I said, oh, fair enough. You're the professionals. Went to the GP, spoke to my GP, said, there's something not right here. He diagnosed me with inner ear vertigo. And I said, but that doesn't explain for the leg going the way it did and the electric shocks. So then they referred me to a specialist, a neurologist, and they ran their tests, blood tests, which they do for one of the tests for the MS, but it also will tell you if you've got JC virus, which is another medical thing that people with MS has. Then you have the lumbar puncture and a full contrast for MRI. Results came back in about 6 months, if I'm about right, I think so. And then had the appointment to see her, and she went, "I'm sorry to tell you, you've got multiple sclerosis." My jaw hit the floor. Didn't know anything about it. The wife, the daughter, and her boyfriend were there. They're in tears. Everybody's in denial because you don't know what it is. You think your life, oh, my life's over. What am I going to do? But you have to find other ways. This is why I do what I do, to support other people, to help them. My door's always open. My phone's always on. If people want to chat, they're more than welcome. I also say on TikTok that if you want to drop us an inbox, we'll answer questions privately if you don't want to do it over a live stream. So there's ways I'm trying to help others. But I've come to terms with it. I'm on antidepressants because I don't think you've mentally, if you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah.
The wife's sort of accepted it because I'm still as stupid as I used to be. The daughter's accepted it because I'm still trying to do stuff I want to do. They know I'm still that same person.
The only people I've found that doesn't understand is friends. When you have to, an hour before you're meeting for lunch, cancel and things like that.
A lot of people don't understand what MS is. MS attacks your immune system is attacking your spinal cord. So if you think of it as a electrical power cable, and within that power cable, you've got other little cables. So your spinal cord strips the outer cable, and that's when the lesions stick onto it. And that is when your brain will not tell certain parts of your body to work. You get lesions in your brain as well. Don't get me wrong. I'm lucky I haven't got it in the brain. But a problem with the disease is you will wet yourself. That's a guarantee. It's part of the disease. You will poo yourself because that's part of the problem, because you don't know, shall we say, not like a normal person can go, "Oh, yeah, I think I need the toilet." It's not like that for somebody that's got MS. You have to be one step ahead. It is complicated. While I was working at the time, I forgot to mention it. I was in centre of London. I had a major relapse. I collapsed in the front of the lorry. Nobody helped me. They obviously thought, "Oh, he's just another drunk, collapsed on the floor." I rang my employer, says, "I've had a relapse. I've got to go back to the doctors." "Oh, no, we want you to carry on, get those jobs done." I went, no, it's not happening because I've collapsed. I know I've had a relapse. In the end, they rang me up and said, "No, come back, go to the doctors." But in the meantime, walk into the office, I had another collapse, and there was two people out there that actually saw me fall and helped me up. So I wasn't lying. It just makes you feel not worthy when people don't believe you. So they started me on what was called Tysabri, which is brilliant stuff. You have it every month as an infusion through your arm into your veins. So it's good stuff. But because I'm JC positive, which can turn into PML, which is another horrible thing that happened. If you get the JC virus too high, it will turn into this PML and will potentially kill you, which is a horrible thing. You obviously know about it because you've got it. So they monitor you. That's why they do your bloods every 6 months. And January this year, my consultant said you can either go on Ocrevus, which is every 6 months, or you can go on Kesimpta, which is a new drug, which is every 4 weeks. I've gone on to Kesimpta because it's self-administrating. You do it at home. It's so much easier.
I'm on Kesimpta.
Yeah, it's so much easier than going to the hospital. I mean, where I live, I'd have to go to Birmingham, to the local hospital there, and it's about an hour. It's not fun. But don't get me wrong, there's other drugs out there for certain people which works. I've got relapse and remitting, so that is the first stage. You get progressive, which is the second stage, and then you'll get secondary progressive, which is the shall we say, the very worst of it,
yeah.
which can put you in a wheelchair. It may say you're relapsing, remitting. Yeah, you can be stable. You've still got those lesions that are still working. The time you relapse, that is when you get a new lesion, either in your brain or on your spinal cord. And the only way to settle it is to go to the hospital and tell them that you think you've had a relapse, and they'll admit you'd either have steroids intravenously, or they might say, go home with these steroids and take them that way. But to be fair, hospitals don't like giving you too much steroids because it makes your bones very weak.
So, Dave, do you want to add anything?
I will say, if people want to get more information about what multiple sclerosis is, you can go on to the MS Society website. Just Google it. It will come up on there. There's loads of information about MS. There's medications on there. But if you want, people want to email me, my MS email is david.thurman@groups.mssociety.org.uk. It's a bit of a big one, but if people want to email me, that is the email address. And I just hope people will get something out of this. I will say, such things as Coronation Street, EastEnders, programs like that, you'll see people fall down and go, oh yeah, it's MS, I'll go to my doctor, and they think they've got it. That is not how they diagnose you. The real world, shall we say, is blood tests, lumbar puncture, and full body scan with contrast. That is the only way to do it. I just hope people get something from this and learn, spread the knowledge, spread this, share it to your friends, etc. That's all I can say.
Well, thanks for coming on the show, David.